This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The trials and tribulations of the bookselling business continue. Barnes & Noble says it's going to shut down as many as a third of its stores over the next 10 years. The book borrowing business is changing, too. The folks down in Bexar County, Texas, are going to open up a bookless library, which will, one imagines, look something more like an Apple store than a Barnes & Noble. County Judge Nelson Wolf has been instrumental in getting that project going. Judge, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So I have to tell you, I'm betwixt in between on this one. My head says one thing and my heart says another, because there's a joy in libraries that I think you'll agree, but there's a certain sense it makes to start going electronic, right?
Well, it is mixed feelings. I'm from the old school, I guess you'd say. I have over 1,000 first edition books, and I read just hard-covered books. But I see the world changing dramatically. And we were looking at a way that we could bring services to a greater number of people in a cost-effective way. And we believe e-books and computers and iPads and laptops are the way to go.
So, and what do you? How do you imagine people use it? They go there and they check out these e-readers and then they take them home, or do they sit there on the comfortable couches? What do they do?
Well, they can do both. We'll have about 100 e-book readers. We'll also have about another 25 to 50 e-books for children that are already be downloaded. They're more expensive. They'll be able to check out the e-book reader and the book that they want, 2-3 week period, just like you would pick out a hardcover book, and then you would return it within that period of time.
How much is it going to cost you to start this thing up?
It's going to take about $1.5 million to finish out the building and to equip it. So that'll be our startup cost of starting the library.
You know, my mother volunteers at the local library in the town where she lives, but she could no more find her way around an e-book or an iPad than she could fly to the moon. I mean, not everybody is savvy enough to be able to use this facility that you're setting up.
Well, we will have people there to help them as they first come in. If some of them may not even be computer literate, and we'll try to help them do that. Most people will know how to get on the computer, how to get search for information, how to use an iPad, how to use a laptop, and then how to use the e-book reader. And quite frankly, they're probably a lot easier to read than a hardcover book itself.
You're going to miss the hardcovers, though, when they eventually go away?
You know, I don't think they'll ever all go away. My collection may become more valuable as there's going to be less of them. But I think we'll always have a place for hard books.
Judge Nelson Wolf, down in Bexar County, Texas, near San Antonio. Thanks very much for your time, sir.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye.